Tuesday the 26th of May, Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Daniel Kleinman, Limud HaTorah.
Morning Rabbi Isai. I always a maskal to cover to always speak to the Torah away. As I mentioned last time I spoke, at a time in the morning when most people are either reading the back of a cereal box or drinking a cup of coffee and are not intellectually stimulated, people come to a shir and start the day taka with going into not only a shir but a new fresh sugi every day. His taka is Ashrechim Yisrael, and so always a covet to speak here. I should say that I have an added covet today to speak, which is by virtue of the fact that today is my birthday. And today also happens to be the once every 19 years that comes out that the day of Chol and the day of Kodesh comes out the day. For both exactly the same. Every 19 years it happens. So in wishing... So Pashad as a birthday boy, I need to give the proper bracha, which is in our society always the birthday boy is kind of the center of attention. But if one thinks about it in the Derech HaTorah and the Seichel of Torah, Be'emes, the birthday boy has to get up and give Hakaras HaTov to the Shalosh Shutfim, to my father, to my mother, to the Rebbeinu Shom, for bringing me into this world, for being mechanech me. And Be'emes, the birthday boy, the Chiyuv is Hakaras HaTov for his parents, which I thank publicly, my father, my mother, and the Rebbeinu Shom, Shalosh Shutfim Ba'odim. I always call my mother at least 3-4 times a year. I always leave a message on her answering machine wishing her Happy Mother's Day. She always looks on the calendar and she says, Happy Mother's Day, you're 6 months out, it's not Mother's Day yet. But Lamaisa, I always tell her every day is Mother's Day, just because in the Goy Shevel, they make days which are miyuad for specific things, we to look at things for the Derech HaTorah, and realize that Be'emes the Chiyuv of Hakaras HaTov for a father and mother, Kibud Av V'Em, is Be'emes every day. And we need to think about that. Right. On a serious note, the Maisa, we stand by Shloshes Me'agbalah, we stand by the threshold of the final lap of before Maimed Hasinai, the Choshev Maimed of Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, the subject matter which I've spoken today is a little bit like any sugya. If you want to understand it properly, the proper way to understand it is to go through the halachas. And the halachas means to understand and to quantify exactly what the chiyuv is of Limud HaTorah. So I'd like to discuss today, what is the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah? How much do we have to learn? Is there a concept of learning X amount and everything else is extra? Is there a minimal amount of Torah that we can learn, that we have to learn? And basically, I'm going to try to be mevasis this, to set this up on Divrei Chazal. So we're going to be doing Divrei Chazal to try to make clear what is the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah? How much, how far is the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah? So the Bavusta Gemara, the famous Gemara, is the Gemara Menachos, which we're going to start with. Omer of Ami Mitvarev Shel Rabbi Yosi, from the words of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi was brought right before in the Gemara, which we're not going to do inside. Rabbi Yosi says that there was a yisoid of lechem upon him that says Tamid, and in order to always have the lechem upon him there, you don't actually need to have the lechem there. Also, as long as it was there, shachris v'arvis, that's enough. So the Gemara is basing itself on Rabbi Yosi. If a person learns one parak in the morning, one shtickle Gemara, one shtickle Torah in the morning, one shtickle Torah in the evening, the Torah should always be on a person's mouth. A person's yoytz with parak echad. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan comes along with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, afilu lekara adam, El Kriyishma Shachris V'Arvis Kaim Lo Yomish. Even a person only reads Kriyishma Shachris V'Arvis, the Kabbalah Samitzvah, the Kabbalah of the Rabbeinu Shom, and that's Bamis enough of a shtickle Gemara to Yoitzazayin a Limud HaTorah. So we see even less. He brought down the level even less. Not only a Perek Echad, but a few of a person gets up and says Kriyishma Shachris V'Arvis, he's Yoitz given the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Mitzvah of to sit and have Divrei HaTorah V'Picha. It's also to tell it to Amei Aretz. Why is it also to tell it to Amei Aretz? Because they're going to think, if I suit Kriyishma, Shachas V'Arvis, Rashi points out, Lamaisa, they're Yoytze given. They're Yoytze, therefore, Asur Loimel Amei Aretz. You don't dash in this to Amei Aretz, because they're going to use it as a Kadim Lachvabai. They're going to use it as a way to patter themselves. For Rav Amar, Mitzvah Loimel Bifnei Amei Aretz. It's a mitzvah to tell it to Amei Aretz. Why is it a mitzvah? Because for careful, see, for Kriyishma v'Shachas v'Arvis, so little effort and so much schar, ooh, let me learn even more. They use it as a way to shiloh what the psycho of an Amoritz is. Is he going to use it as a way to pat himself, or as a way to mechayiv himself? Shol ben Doma ben Achosi shel Rishmo. Now here's a very interesting Gemara. But Maisa, the Gemara seems to have created a very low level as far as Limud as the Torah is concerned. Kishul Shachas V'Arv is very low level. But it's interesting, the back-to-back Gemara, the next line of Gemara, the Gemara comes along and it says, Shol B'Dama Ben Achoshi Shol Rabbi Shmol, Es Rabbi Shmol, K'goin Ani Shalamati Kol HaTorah Kula, I've learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Ma'u Lumoit Chachmi Yavonis. Can I learn Greek theology? Can I go and learn Chachmi Yavonis? Korolov HaMikra Azeh, they use this pasuk of Lo Yom Shefer HaTorah Azeh Mipicha, which the end of the pasuk is V'Gisa B'Yom V'Layla, Tzeyu B'Doik, go in and find Shah a time, She'en Olay Min HaYom V'Olay Min HaLayla, it's not day, it's not night, V'Lamad B'Chach Yavanis, and use that time for Yavanis. If you could find a time that's not day or night, then you could learn Chach Yavanis. Pligad Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, this Gemara argues in Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Pasuk Zein Eloi Choyva Velei Mitzvah El Bracha. This Pasuk of Vegisa V'Yom V'Layla, this 24-7 Pasuk, you have to learn 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's not a Choyva, it's not a Mitzvah, it's only Bracha. It's only a Bracha person, Tavol Er Bracha, a person who comes in this. But we don't Pasuk like Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and Lamaisa, Azay the Gemara brought this Pasuk of Vegisa V'Yom V'Layla. So very interesting Gemara. The Gemara juxtaposed the Pasuk twice. First it brought the Pasuk to say, at the end of the day, Krishma Shashachis V'Arvis, a very low level, a very minimum level. And the next Gemara, back to back, the Gemara turns around, the Gemara says, no, that he has to learn Chachm Yavanis. He thought that because he had a certain level of Torah, Lamati Kol HaTorah Kula, Vadi didn't mean that there wasn't more to learn, of course, but he meant that since he reached that level, so he wanted the Rishus to learn Chachm Yavanis, also the Chachm Yavanis was going to be L'Tayeles. But at the end of the day, Lamaisa, they told him, V'Gisa Bayam V'Layla, Yom Shatarim Zem Picha, V'Gisa Yom V'Layla, you have to learn 24-7. So then it seems, when I walked away from the Gemara a little bit, it's Toy and Beer, it needs a little bit of an explanation. The Gemara seems to start Darshan the Pasuk as a minimum level, at the end of the day it's a maximum level, so isn't that a little bit of a contradiction? Do we have a minimum level, do we have a maximum level? It's not really a contradiction, but it needs Beer. It's Toy and Beer, it needs explanation. So in trying to attack this Shiloh, I'm going to use not my old Divrei Chazal and all Mamari Kadmoinim, but I'm going to try and attack it in a way which is free from our own preconceived conceptions of what the answer should be. Let's try to down it up, beat Divrei Chazal. Sometimes we read Divrei Chazal and we try to measure them based on our own thoughts, our own morals, etc. Let's try to take Divrei Chazal for what they are. And the first teretz which I saw for this stira, apparent stira in the Gemara, is that perhaps there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, which is chal on every single person in Klal Yisrael. Chal on every single person in Klal Yisrael. And every single person in Klal Yisrael has that mitzvah. And then there's a mitzvah, which Rabbi Isaac Shor, Shkirchen Slobotkin, brings down from Vishinantem, the Pasuk of Vishinantem. And the Pasuk of Vishinantem is a very, very difficult Pasuk to Mekayim. The Pasuk of Vishinantem, the drushes which Chazal make on them, is Vishinantem Shiyudivri HaTorah Mechudadim Beficha. Chudan b'ficha is a very, very difficult pasuk to be miskayim. Shidvim chudan b'ficha. We'll see slowly Lashon HaRambam in a minute. That the pshat is not everyone was given the capability to go and be miskayim this pasuk of Vishinamtam. We'll see the way the Rambam paskins what Vishinamtam means. And perhaps the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is depending on every individual. There are certain, we're Baruch Hashem living in a renaissance of Divrei Torah, and Baruch Hashem, every single person basically in this door with a little bit of effort could come and sit and learn a Gemara and come to Shir and learn. But there was a time in Klai Yisrael when there were Amaratzim. And Amaratzim at the end of the day didn't have those capabilities. They didn't have any chinuch. They didn't have the school system that we had. And perhaps the din of Krishna Shoshachas V'Arvis was so gavon, was said for Amaratzim. While as the further halachas of Vagisa B'Yom V'Layla, the ability to go and sit daily and night, was someone who has the capabilities. So the Baruch Hashem has blessed with those capabilities. To sit and learn all day and night, to sit and learn even for hours at a time, takes kishreinus. Not everyone was given them. Let's be frank and honest. It's not easy Vagisa B'Yom V'Layla. Not everyone was given those capabilities. And perhaps that might be the answer. The very interesting Gemara, what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Amrab Zero, Igrit de Pirko Riyoto. Igrit de Pirka, Rashi explains, Ikul Kabbalah Schar HaBrias, the main Schar of Brias is Haratzim L'Shmaya Drashim Mipi Chacham. They run to hear a Drashim Pi Chacham. He's Schar HaMrutza. That's the Schar of running. Sha'arub HaMeinim Evinim. People come to Shir, most of them don't understand what Magid Shir is saying. Lahamid Girsa, in order to be Maimid the Girsa, to understand properly what the Girsa is, what he's saying. They are not able to repeat it lachazman. She kabdu schar limud, and therefore they don't really get schar limud. So the ikar schar is schar meritza. Very, very difficult member chazal, something which is not comfortable to hear. People run to a shir, and the main schar is of the Gemara brachas. It's a Gemara, is that the Mishal, the Schar is Merita, because most people who come to the Shir don't understand the Shir, and therefore some Mishal they don't remember it. The Doshan Gemara doesn't say they don't Zoichrin. It says even they're not able to be Maimed Girsa, they're not able to properly understand the concept that was said in the Shir. So you have to understand that. What does that mean? Achor, every person that sits down and does a Gemara, Achor is Makayim Devei Torah. What does that mean? And Achor, there's also some strong questions. Let's ask some strong questions on the Gemara. I understand if the Magid Shir was giving a Shir, and at the end of the day, the Talmidim didn't understand. So first of all, why were they coming if they didn't understand? What was the purpose of the Merita? They were Stam coming. And why didn't the Magid Shir lower the level of the Shir? Why did he lower the level of the Shir? That should be the scabble to all the people coming to the Shir. Stam, Azayzazog, and a Shir, Kena Fashtegnish, no one understands it. Everyone's running. They're coming. What are they running for? Magid Shir, what type of Magid Shir? So what's going on in the Gemara? So Rabbi Isaac Shurvaito explains. He says there's a Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos is they came and they asked Rav Tanchun ben Noi, and he explains it with this Gemara. They asked him a question. He says, what's about being mechaba ner, putting out a candle for a chayla on Shabbos, or someone who's sick? And he gave a whole drasha chazal based on David HaMelech and Tillim. At the end of the Gemara comes and says, yeah, snakish says v'chay ben v'lo yishriyamas ben. Of course you can do it, the chayla needs it, v'chay ben b'kuch nefesh. So the Gemara asks over there, what's that episode? Why did he start dashing the Agadis with Tillim? It's not relevant for you to go into the Gemara. Start with Divrei Agadah. And the Gemara says over there, and the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Pirush Rashi, that the reason he did it was because there was many Amaratzim who used to come to the Shir, and they weren't going to get the Tivkait of a Chaybem. They weren't going to get the Gedarim of a Chaybem. So he wanted them to walk about a little bit of a Pshat and Agadah to understand what it was based on. So he says there were Amaratzim, and for the Amaratzim, he darshened those, which means, of course, a Magid Shir has to lower down to the level of his Shir. But when he has a mixed crowd, and he has Amaratzim, so you start off with Divrei Agadah, and you narrow in to Divrei Halacha. So perhaps that's a beginning of an understanding how Pshat is Kriyash Moshe Shachas V'Arvis, the Amaratzim in Klai Yisrael. And of course, Baruch Hu was Kaveh the Shir of Shachas V'Arvis, Api the Psukim, of Meshach Bucho of Kumecha, based on the Amaratzim. That's the minimum Shir for those people, for anyone, which is panned all of Klai Yisrael. Then comes a pasuk of Shinantum, which tells us Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha. Torah Rabbanon in Kedushin Daflam Advaiter Shari Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha Shim Yishalcha Odom. If a person asks you, Al Tagam Game, don't get mixed up. But Torah, you answer Miyad Ela Omrla Miyad Rashi Shom Choyzer Alei Mubadik Boimchem. Have Chazara, understand them to their fullest depth. So the Rambam Bein v'yaskel achrus dover merishisoi, you have to understand the achrus dover merishisoi, yoytze dover v'dover, v'yidme dover l'dover, v'yoven the midas ha-toyra, you have to understand the midas ha-toyra, ad she yoyde until you know heich hu ikar ha-midas, v'heich osur v'amutter, v'ki yoytze ben midvarm shalomim v'yashmura, v'in yudzu ha-nikra gemara. So the Rambam, that's what's called gemara, and the Rambam dashes on v'shinamtem. V'shinamtem is not an easy mitzvah to miskayim. To remember it, to go and know the Yesodis, the Klolim, the Pratim, how the Gemara got to it, how to apply the Midas HaTorah. It's Madregas, which 90% of the Tzibah is not holding by. Well, we learn a Shtickle Gemara, but the Ram State learning a Shtickle Gemara doesn't mean Gemara as even Milant. We're learning on something in between. To learn proper Gemara and to become Shanentim is a very high Madrego. It's interesting that the Pasuk of, interesting point, which Rabbi Isaac Shore points out, is when it comes to the Pasuk of Shinamtem, so Rashi darshins, Vishnamtem, Levanecho, Vidoshu Chazal, Lebanecho Eila Latamidim. So that's, why is it Latamidim? What's happens to Latamidim? When it comes to say the night, Vigata Levincha, Vidashin Tamidim, when it says Chishucho Bincha, it says Tamidim, and I have even a bigger Kasha, effective Isaac Shore. When it comes to the Pasuk, it says, V'limadat Tomez Benechim Ledaber Bom, another pasuk which talks about limud haTorah. What are we dashing on that? Bonim a chiyuv lamed at b'nai Torah. Person has a chiyuv to lamed his son Torah. So if limud haTorah my son, the mice at the end of the day is referring to children and teaching your children Torah. Why all of a sudden on v'shinatim did they move it over to Talmidim? V'sepis. Why did they move it over to Talmidim? And Zakar Baisik Shoras Hainu Hach. Because people have children, and the person's chiyuv to learn to his children is zevi. The Gemara says further in the Sechtes Kedushin. The Gemara says that heichin chayv adam lamed b'nai Torah. Lom de mikra, if he teaches him mikra, good. Ein lam de mishnah, is yaitza. Vamer mikra zu Torah. It says you have to teach him mikra zu Torah. And therefore, if a person teaches his son Torah, perhaps that's why by mitzvah, a lot of people lame, you teach him Torah, you teach him a passion Torah. My son, that's the chiv of Talmud Torah to a ben. A person has a child, he has to teach him kifi mashahu. He can't slam him down, yishayin him, achorin him, groisa, divrei am, because maybe the child is not holding by him. Maybe he doesn't have the kishris, maybe he doesn't have the zitz flesh. So how could a person makai v'shinantem? Elu the Talmidim. Pshat is a person can be the Torah when it says Vishinam to Bretzach to Tamidim who got him, who could take Torah further. But the basic level of teaching children L'chayre is at a level of Mikra, which is Shaykh to everyone. Stam is a Gemara also, which just to finalize the point, to finalize the Shita, there's a Gemara which says that the Pshat is Vishinantem means Vishilashtem. Vishilashtem means a person should set up his, the more originally thought, his life in splitting it up between Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Gemara says that person doesn't know how long he's going to live. So the Gemara says, no, it means every single day. Every single day a person set aside a certain amount of hours. Rashi learns up every single week, a certain amount of days. But a person sets up aside for Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. It's a very chashayla. How could you have a Gemara, Lidach Kisu, it turns around and says, Ben Chomish LaMikra, Ben Tes Vav LaMishnah, and Ben Yud Ches LaGemara. Understand, the person turns Bar Mitzvah, he has immediately a chiv of the Gemara is Ben Eser le Mishnah and Ben Tesvav le Talmud. Sorry, Ben Eser le Mishnah and Ben Tesvav le Talmud. If a person has a chiv every single day of Vishnantin to cut aside a certain amount for Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, as soon as he turns Bar Mitzvah, he should have to do all three. So how are you able to wait till Tesvav? But the Teretz is obvious, because you have to build the person up slowly. First he does Mikra, then he does Mishnah, then he does Talmud. So before he's up to that level, of course, there's no chiyuv immediately vishinantem. Again, we see that vishinantem is fluid. Vishinantem is when a person is up to vishinantem, he's up to that level, then a person is able to be to learn on that level. But up until then, a person learns kafi kishra nisim. That's the first mahalach which I wanted to put forward. I have three. I don't think I'm going to have time to get to all three. Try to get what we can. The Gemara, which is a Bavusta Gemara, which I'm sure the Olam knows, which is a little bit of a question on this, is the Gemara in the Dharm. The Gemara in the Dharm Davches says, Om Rav Gidol Marav Ha'omer Eshkim Ve'eshna Perek Zeh. Person says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to teach this Perek. Eshna Besechta, I'm going to learn this Perek. Eshna Besechta Zu Neder Gadol Nel Kalei Yisrael. So it's a good Neder. In fact, the Gemara, how could you make a Neder? You're chuyuv to do it anyways, because Mushba V'yomim Ba'asinai. I already have a Shavua to go and learn. So how could you make the Neder to go, I'm going to learn this Perek and I'm going to learn that Perek? So the Gemara says as follows: Kivin di iboy poter nafshe b'kriyish mashal shachas v'arvus mishum hachol chayiv shvuolei. Since a person could have gotten away with being poter himself in shachas v'arvus, he wasn't mechuyev to learn what he said he was going to learn, and therefore iboy poter nafshe. Okay. This lechura goes in the face of what we just said, because here we're talking about one person. He says, I could have potered myself with shachas v'arvus. Could have potted myself, I could have got away with it. And now I'm making a neder that I'm going to do more. So obviously we're not talking about a person who was just an amoritz who could only do kriyash mashachas v'arvus. He obviously is capable of doing more. And that's what the neder is chalam, because ibay potter nafshe. So what does that mean, ibay potter nafshe? Ibay potter nafshe. The Osameach, which is the second mahalach which I wanted to say, says as follows. The Osameach says that whenever the Torah comes along and tells us how much we're mechuyev to do, the Torah always gives a very low level. He gives a mashal, he says, an esrig, you lift it up and you yaitza. The Torah makes mitzvahs very easy. And therefore the Torah says a person who says Kriyish Mashachas V'Arvus, Be'emes, everyone in Klal Yisrael is Yaitza B'Kriyish Mashachas V'Arvus. Of course there's a Pasuk of Yisa V'Yam V'Layla, but L'Chara, that's not that it's Choyva, but it's not Bracha, it's somewhere in between, it's a Mitzvah. She has the lowest level of Klal Yisrael for all of us, is Kriyish Mashachas V'Arvus, that's the minimum level. The Torah makes all Mitzvahs which should be relevant to all of Klal Yisrael, not like we said, it's referring to separate people, it's referring to all of Klal Yisrael, Kriyish Mashachas V'Arvus. And every single person then has the other dinim of like a person who wants to walk around the whole day with a lulav and esrei, tovei lav bracha, anshi Yerushalayim, was a chashav azach. So kriyish mashachas v'arvus was a minimum level for all of Klal Yisrael, and if like the Pashat Lashon HaGemara, ibay potter nafshe, bothers me a little bit, ibay potter nafshe, kriyish mashachas v'arvus. What's the Lashon of ibay potter nafshe? However, the Ursameach has a pshat. The Ritva on this Gemara leads us to the final pshat, which I'd like to say, which is the pshat the way Rebbe Chaber learns this Gemara. It's Rebbe Chaber in the end of Masechtas Kedushin, has a whole mimer on Limud HaTorah, which he discusses the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah. And it's based on this Ritva. The Ritva explains to the Gemara that this Gemara, when it says Ibay Pata Nafshe, is talking about a person who has to go to business. And it's talking about a day in business when he has basically a full day, it's the tax season, and he simply cannot put in more time than Kriyash Moshachas or Arbis. And when the Gemara says, Ibay Pata Nafshe, it's talking about, Ibay Pata Nafshe means a person has a busy business day, and therefore that's the maximum he could do, and he's being Mechayiv himself, I'm going to put my business aside for an extra hour during the day, and I'm going to do that Eshna Per exam. So he learned the Ritva, it's the Ritva's first Pshat in the Gemara. There are other Pshat in the Ritva, there's a Ran's Pshat, but to keep concentrated on the subject matter which we're talking, that's the Ritva's pshat. So a person has a patan avshe with business. So that the side of that patur comes from the Gemara in Brachas, and the Gemara says, Lo yomish atar tamud tanur abana asafta de gonecha. Not tamud lamer. What's the pasuk telling us asafta de gonecha? Vishenemru lo yomish. Since it says in the pasuk lo yomish sefer atayir azem ipicha, which the end of the pasuk is vigisa bayom v'layla, yochul dvam tiksavan. I would have thought I have no heter to eat, no heter to sleep, no heter to do business. B'chlal, a person has to learn 24/7. Tamulamer v'asafta de gonecha. It says in the pasuk asafta de gonecha. Now listen to the lashon of the Gemara, the next four words. Vasafta de gonecha hanheg bohen minig derech eretz. You should be noyig bohen. What does bohen mean? In them derech eretz. Be noyig in divrei Torah derech eretz. Now, what does that mean? In divrei Torah. Really, the Gemara should just say it's mutter to go to business. You have a heter to go to business. What's hanig bohen? Be noyig in the divrei Torah derech eretz. Rashi tries to answer the shaila. I think that's what Rashi's coming to answer. Rashi says immediately. Rashi says, "What does it mean derech eretz? Im tov l'dei tzorich abriya soifach libatul midivrei Torah. If you're not going to have a trade and you're going to have to come on to other people to support you, at the end of the day, it's not going to work. The system will fall apart. At the end of the day, it will become soifach libatul from divrei Torah." So he's not let Rashi. That's not pshat. We're going to business because we have a heter to earn a living. We're going to earn a living because otherwise the system will not work in learning Torah. Okay. That's Rashi's take on the Gemara. We're going to go slightly less radical, and we're going to try to explain the diuk in the lashon based on Reb Baruch Ber. Now, Reb Baruch Ber comes up with a meiridika chiddush in the chiyuv of limud haTorah. Reb Baruch Ber says as follows. Reb Baruch Ber basically says that the chiyuv of v'gisa b'yoyim of v'layla is a chiyuv. A person has to go and learn 24/7, every single minute of the day. However, there is a pasuk of Asafta de Gonecha, not which the pasuk of Asafta de Gonecha comes along and says that it's doicha Talmud Torah, that it pushes away Talmud Torah, that person is not, it has a ptur from learning a Torah. It's magdir the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, which means it defines the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is that you must learn for every available minute. There are certain minutes which are unavailable. Sometimes they push away the chiyuv of Torah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is defined by the pasuk of Asafta de Gonecha. One is Magal, Haneg Bohen, be Noeg Bohen, in the Divrei Torah, Derech Eretz. Which means it's not like two things fighting each other, Echot Doicha Zu Azu, one is pushing the other one off. No. It's the Pshat, every available, it's a mindset, that every single available Pasuk, every single available minute, is a Chiv of Talmud Torah, when it's available. Asafta de Gonecha, Shachris, learning, davening, going to business, earning a panasa, family time, those are times which are unavailable, Al Pi Torah. And that's not pshat the doicha Talmud Torah. Those are pshat the times which are unavailable. So after Baruch Ber, that's pshat in the Gemara, that's pshat in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim she'ein lahem shir. Talmud Torah doesn't have a shir. What does it mean Talmud Torah doesn't have a shir? It does. Every single minute you learn is a nacha mitzvah. Like tzitzis, every single minute is nacha mitzvah. So how can you say it doesn't have a shir? Of course it has a shir. 1 second, one pasuk, one thing is of the Torah is a mitzvah. So why say Eilu dvarim she'ein lahem shir? A koreg of reg is a shir. So after Baruch Ber, no. Talmud Torah, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is a chiyuv which is not a koreg of a rega. It's a chiyuv on the entire day. And the pshat is, so what's the pshat in the pasuk? What's the pshat of the shach b'chov k'mecha? Kriyish mosh shachas v'arvis. So after Baruch Ber, Kriyish mosh shachas v'arvis tells you that a person who has no time available during the day has to learn divrei Torah. There has to be a minimal amount which is called a teftish of Torah. If he gets up and he says, Aleph Beis Gimel, on a busy day, is he yoitza? So after Baruch Ber, no. Because the ma'isa b'shach b'chov k'mecha, the minimal amount that a person can do on an available day, on available minutes, is Kriyas Moshe Shachris V'Arvis. But at the end of the day, V'Gisa B'Yom V'Layla is a Choyv, our whole problem was the contradiction. How does that not contradict Kriyas Moshe Shachris V'Arvis? Because V'Gisa B'Yom V'Layla had a something which was conditional. Conditional that time is available. How about when time isn't available? On that, the Pasuk says, B'Shach B'Chov K'mecha, it's a minimal amount which one can be learned, which is called Divrei Torah. That's the side of Reb Baruch Ber's chiddush in learning. This is be'emes. If I'm looking for one ma'aseh from a Gemara that this concept would be evident, is the following Gemara. Gemara brings down. The Gemara says, Rav Idi bar Avua, Rav Idi Avua, Rav Yaakov bar Idi, have a ruggle, have a ozel, tlosi yarchi b'orchi. He would go 3 months. V'chad yuma be'bei Rav. He used to go one day into the Bei Rav. He would go one day to the Bei Rav. The Gemara says afterwards he would spend 3 months going back home to his wife to Misameach her for Yom Tov of Sukkah. So 3 months traveling from to learn to in yeshiva, one day in yeshiva, and 3 months back to be mesameach his ishtoi b'chag asukis. V'arikol rabbanon ber bei rav d'chad yoyimo. Cholish night, they thought they were making fun of him. The Gemara comes back and the Gemara says, chas v'sholom, they will be mishabeachim. Chibiyor d'orshu v'yisei b'layla, ein d'orshu noisoi, alor melcho, kol ha'isik b'tera afilu yoyimechot b'shana, maila olav akosav ki'ilu osa kol ha'shana kula. Think, how can they say that? Someone who's a ben yeshiva who sits in a pitur of avodah is learning all year to call bar bei rav ki ilu lomde kol hashana. How could you say such a thing? How could the Gemara say such a zach? It's a pella. The answer is you have to really think about what the story was over here. For three months he traveled. It wasn't like us. I remember the first time I got to went to Eretz Yisrael when I was 13. Got on the plane and went for a few hours and saw the kaisel the first time. That's a ration. It was such an uplifting event. I went, the Kaisel, it left a lasting impression on me. Here, he went for 3 months, not for 4 or 5 hours, and he came to Bar Bei Rav. This 3 month journey of all the difficulties of journeying in that time, the horses and the wagons, and finally he comes up to this to Bar Bei Rav. He opens up the door to the yeshiva. Mamish, when I go to Lakewood Yeshiva, to Beis Medrash Gavoy, he opened up the doors to the Beis Medrash the first time. You haven't been to a mere yeshiva. In Lakewood especially, there's a waft from the Svarim, which is like an aura of, besides for the Kol Torah, it's just the Svarim and the Geschmack. And you open the door, Shezachvar, after 3 months of journey, he opens the doors to the yeshiva. He walks in, he's ready to learn. He's so tired from 3 months, but his mom, she's all pumped up to it, and he's all, with all the honey he's done, he's ready to go, he sits down, and he learns for a day. It almost doesn't make sense. He's leaving after a day. How could he have left after a day? If it was so much effort to go in for a day, he's willing to leave. Why was he leaving? He wasn't leaving because he didn't want to stay longer. Torah state, you got to give family time. Family time is a mitzvah. It's not my game. I came. I learned Torah for a day. That's all I had. And he went back. So Shtelzachfar, what has this person done? This person has the mindset of Pshadis Vigisa Bayom of Lailama. His entire 6 months was centered around learning. And that's what he had. He wasn't trying to patazich. That's what he had. He had one day in yeshiva. And the Torah says, that's as living the ganze Zeit. That's the yesod of Vigisa Bayom of Lailama. Vigisa Bayom of Lailama means a person has the mindset of Pshadis Torah is everything by him. And Bimei Hagbala, may have when we're trying to prepare for the Kabbalah Satira, perhaps the Iker is Hachana. The Iker is Hachana. The Iker is this preparation, this change of a mindset in Kabbalah Satira. Kabbalah Satira is during the year we kind of sit down to learn, and it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. We sit down to learn. Yeah, Mekayim given a mitzvah. But how central is it to our day? Do we realize that Torah is Kud Shebricha Chadu, that the Rebbeinu Shom and Torah is one, that the Rebbeinu Shlom and Torah, a person sits down to learn Torah, a person's mamish, it's the connection in Golos to Torah, the Dal Amish Allah is where the Shira, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Shira Shvinasai. Do we realize that, or is it just Nacha Mitzvah? Because Torah needs to be learned, it's not as a mitzvah, to be Yotzig event, to be by Pater Nafshi B'Krish Moshe Shachas V'Arvis. A person sits down to learn, has to be totally, the central point of his entire life, let alone day, let alone year. Torah passed the hachana before Kabbalah Satira is so necessary. I heard from Shmuel Goldberg 2 nights ago. He spoke in the Kail, even the Kail where I learned. So he came along. He quoted a Ber Hektiv from Tov Tzadik Dalin, which says as follows. He says why? Well, it says in Lav Hilav Hayyoyim Bakami Yosefika Bishuka. Wouldn't be for this day. There'll be a lot of Yosefika Bishuka. So Ber Eitiv explains, or Peter Marshaw, he says, what do you mean, Ilav HaYoyma? Ilav HaYoyma, not only wouldn't there be Yosef Bishukah, the whole world wouldn't exist. There wouldn't be a Shuk in the first place. The whole world would be Toyo Vavayu. So what's the, there wouldn't be HaYoyma, there would be Kami Yosef. What do you mean, Kami Yosef? Ilav HaYoyma, Matan Torah, the whole world would have exploded. There wouldn't have been Bechlal a world and a Shuk to go to in the first place, let alone a Yosef Bishukah. He says, Ilav HaYoyma, it doesn't say Ilav Matan Torah, or Ilav Nesina Satorah. It says Ilav HaYoyma. What does Ilav HaYoyma mean? The Torah, to a certain degree, was given already. We have it, Bekabbalah. We don't need to be Mekabal, the actual Divrei Torah. The Divrei Torah have been given to us already. The Nesinas HaTorah, that's not Pshat, that. I don't know if the Yontif of Shavuos was Nikva because of Matan Torah. Matan Torah doesn't really, Al Pi Chazal, fall out on Matan Torah. So what's the Yisoid of Hayuma? Hayuma means the Hachana, the day of the Maimed Har Sinai, the Kailas, the Brocken, the fact that it was so central, the fact that we sit down and we're Mechin for Torah, the fact that it means so much more to us, that it's so much more encompassing, that it's not just Stam Galant. in yeshivas, which I used to learn in Eretz Yisrael, there was a minhag that they used to learn on Shavuos by night. And in the middle of the Shavuos by night, they used to always give a clap every 15 minutes, or every half hour, and they used to sing a nigga in the middle of the day, middle for a few minutes. They say, Baruch HaLakenish and Nassim Lonu Torah. They say, Baruch HaLakenish and Banu L'Chvoidev and Nassim Lonu Vassal Torah. And they'd start a nigga. Because Shavuos by night, it's not just the learning. Shavuos by night, it's the bracha, it's the feeling, the gishmak. Learning is so central to me, just give it to me and let me do it all night. I don't want to stop. I'm so zufrieden, I'm so gishmak. Ich singt sich von Torah. It's gishmak in Torah. That's the Yisrael Vachana. It's how we go to Maimon Asina. The Torah is showing the Geben, Mahat Hashem. You got the Mitzasa. Baruch Hashem's Maftiach, if you learn, you'll find. Baruch Hashem made it easy. We live in a renaissance of Torah. If a person sits down, he can learn. Oh, but the shayla is the hagasha to Torah, going forward to Torah, and internalizing Torah, where it's so central to a person. We should all be zeicha, to Hashem, the Kabbalah Satorah, and we should go to with those hagashas, those feelings, and come up with a true Kabbalah Satorah. Amen.